Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program that takes you through the pages of the Prime Minister's Diary. I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker. Thanks for joining us. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says the mobile units recently rolled out by the Heart Trust NTA is a visionary initiative that will bring hope and new training opportunities to young persons across Jamaica. Mrs. Simpson Miller was addressing the launch of the Heart Trust NTA's Mobile Welding Lab and Career Counseling Unit in Duckenfield, St. Thomas, last Wednesday. She says the initiative will be helpful in supporting government's drive to significantly increase the number of Jamaicans in gainful employment.
The main focus of my government is securing economic growth and investments so that more and better paying jobs can be provided for our people. We are also focused on investing in skills training provided by entities such as HEART so that our young people can create businesses and jobs for themselves and for others.
The HEART Sparks Welding Lab will train workers for industrial electronics, while the Career Coach will target untrained and uncertified workers within the hospitality and tourism sector. The mobile career coach will deliver the full range of HEART services, including recruitment, applications, career services, job placement, and placement in on-the-job training. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is calling on all Jamaicans to use the 16 days of activism, November 25 to December 10, to have meaningful dialogue on the issue of violence against women. In a message to mark November 25 as the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, Mrs. Simpson Miller noted that the cause is central to government's commitment to the safety and security of all citizens.
The government is committed to providing the enabling environment to protect and empower our women. Today and always, I call on all Jamaicans to positively engage on this issue of violence against women.
The 16 Days of Activism is an international campaign being spearheaded by UN Women, aimed at galvanizing action to end violence against women and girls around the world. The government has embarked on a national shelter policy for victims of domestic violence. Prime Minister Simpson Miller, in a message read by Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner, said the policy will see the establishment of several shelters across the island that will cater to women who have been abused. She says the church will play a critical role in the policy, as select houses of worship will serve as centers where victims of domestic violence will be able to seek shelter and assistance.
The church plays a vital role in not only providing moral instruction, but also exists as a haven and a shelter to many victims of violence.
Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner speaking on behalf of Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller. She was addressing a church service to mark the observance of International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women last week. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller says sprint champions Usain Bolt and Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce continue to showcase their dominance on and off the track. The athletes were recently crowned Sportsman and Sportswoman of the Year at the second annual Caribbean Sports Awards. In congratulating Ambassadors Bolt and Fraser-Pryce, the Prime Minister said she was proud of their achievements, adding that it is no surprise that they have copped the major titles at this year's awards. The Prime Minister also congratulated other Jamaican athletes who were winners in their respective categories. These included Nesta Carter, Asafa Powell, Nikhil Ashmead, who along with Usain Bolt won the Male Team of the Year award. Veronica Campbell-Brown, Natasha Morrison, Elaine Thompson, and Mrs. Fraser-Pryce were named Female Team of the Year. And Danielle Williams won the award for Rising Star of the Year. Jamaica won 5 of the 6 categories in the Caribbean Awards. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.